Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. The Omicron variant numbers are skyrocketing in the COVID-19 pandemic. So today we bring you part two of a possible New Year's resolution of Kick COVID. We're going to be talking with Alabama State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris, who joins us by Skype from his office. Dr. Scott Harris, welcome back to Troy Public Radio for part two of your interview about COVID-19.
Thanks for having me, Carolyn. It's good to be back with you.
Dr. Harris, yesterday we talked about Omicron spreading like wildfire, to quote you. Does this mean we need to upgrade our masks?
Certainly, wearing masks consistently that fit well are a really important part of what we want people to do. We absolutely do agree that it's a very good idea. You know, early in the pandemic, Carolyn, there was such a shortage of medical equipment that we really asked people not to use those hospital-grade masks, those N95 masks, or even in some cases the paper surgical mask. But now those are much more widely available. Hospitals are doing very well from a supply standpoint. So it absolutely does make sense to use a higher grade mask.
How important is testing? We are seeing a nationwide concern about testing. So many people need the test for COVID-19. How do you see it?
Yeah, we are having a shortage, and it's surely due to the demand right now. We've had a day just recently when Alabama had more than 11,000 new cases reported in a single day. That's over twice the previous high that we had back in the summer. So that's been duplicated all around the country. We also have a lot more demand for testing and people who are starting to travel, for example. Many workplaces are requiring testing. People who are getting on an airplane may have to be tested. There are many different situations where employees or clients or patients are being tested. So there's just an incredible demand right now. We're seeing those testing times go up. The turnaround times are taking longer. Now we actually have a lot of tests out there, but there's just a huge demand for them.
And where would people get the COVID test?
You can get tested at any county health department in Alabama. Every single county health department in the state has testing as well as COVID vaccinations 5 days a week, every single day. Now, in some cases, we might not have it all 8 hours during the day. It may be only in the morning or only in the afternoon. So it's a good idea to check by calling before you go. But you can get that done at any county health department 5 days a week anywhere in the state. There are also a number of pharmacies and urgent cares, perhaps your own doctor's office, that are offering those. There are home tests, the home antigen test called Quick Test, that you could buy at your pharmacy or order off the internet. Those are also kind of in scarce supply right now, but those are very good tests, and many people have used them. I've actually used one myself before I got together with some of my family recently. One thing I would actually caution people against, though, is please don't go to your hospital emergency room just to get a test, unless you really have a reason to go to the hospital. The hospitals right now are dealing with big numbers of COVID patients. The ERs are really overwhelmed. And so certainly if you're sick and need to be seen there, you should go. But hospitals are telling us that many people are showing up just to get a test. And that's really not the best place to go and do that.
I have read that the Omicron variant of COVID-19 tends to have more throat symptoms as opposed to the Delta variant that had more lung symptoms. So what are the symptoms of this widespread Omicron variant?
Yeah, what you said is exactly right, Carolyn. I will tell you that it's very difficult or impossible almost for anyone to just listen to what your symptoms are and make a distinction between which variant you're likely to have. It's not really possible to do that without doing a sequencing test, which is a laboratory test based on sampling you. But generally speaking, this Omicron variant causes more upper respiratory things. People have sneezing and runny nose and congestion, maybe some coughing, from postnasal drip. They don't tend to have as much lung injury that results. They don't have the shortness of breath, the development of respiratory failure or development of pneumonia. And that's probably the major reason that we're not seeing quite as severe illness on average with the Omicron variant as we've seen with the Delta variant and all the previous variants.
Let's talk about children and school. How concerned are you about children and Omicron, and are there many children in the hospital with this variant?
As we're talking right now, we have between 35 and 40 pediatric hospital admissions around the state, all around the state combined. That's a lot of kids to be in the hospital with that particular diagnosis. You know, even when we had Delta going on and we had a lot more total admissions around the state, we rarely had more than about 40 kids in the hospital because kids just generally do a lot better and they tend not to get as sick. But we are seeing some increased numbers of those right now. We certainly worry about kids in a classroom setting because of all the factors we know that go into making this disease spread easily. When you have a lot of people packed indoors from different households that, you know, may or may not be vaccinated, that may or may not be wearing masks, it's unfortunately going to be a recipe for the disease spreading. And you throw on top of that this Omicron variant, which is so much easier to spread than anything we've seen before. And I think we're going to continue to see a lot of cases in our children.
So what are your recommendations to parents?
Our recommendations on what to do in the school setting have been the same now for about 2 years. We support universal masking in schools. I know that's a controversial thing for some people, although I'm not quite sure why it is. The state's not mandating that. The governor's been very clear that local school boards have the authority to make those decisions. But from a public health standpoint, consistently wearing masks is a very important way to limit disease transmission. We also think kids ought to be vaccinated. There are COVID vaccines now available for kids age 5 and up, and it's really important to try to have your child vaccinated as soon as possible. We know a lot of parents have questions and concerns about that. That's entirely appropriate, and I would just encourage you to talk to your child's pediatrician or your child's healthcare provider to find out what's the right thing for them. You know, I have grandkids who are in public school here in Alabama, and we had those discussions with their pediatricians, and our grandkids are all vaccinated now, which we think was the right thing to do.
And of course, there is a subset of children who have chronic health conditions, and those children need to be protected from germs, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the arguments that's come up time and time again about people having the right to make their own decisions, and the government can't tell me what to do. And I'm not here to get into that argument today, but I would just say that it's a special case when you're talking about an infectious disease, when the decisions you make about your health don't just affect you, but they affect everyone around you. And particularly for kids that have chronic health problems, maybe the vaccines just don't work in those kids in some cases. And those kids are going to be at higher risk for getting seriously ill if they're exposed to someone else with COVID. So it really is important to remember that our choices that we make affect other people also.
Before we go, Dr. Harris, I don't want to throw you a curve, but as an infectious disease doctor, where do you think COVID came from?
Wow, I don't think I know. You know, there's a lot of discussion about did somebody invent this in a lab or did it just appear out of nature, as many viruses have been known to do before? I don't know the answer. I would say at this point, I don't really care. We have a pandemic that we're about to start the third year of this response. You know, we have our healthcare workers, hospitals, our public health workers, our ambulance workers, nurses, and everyone who honestly are working as hard as they can around the clock 7 days a week to try to protect our fellow Alabamians, the people who we care about in our families and our communities. And we just want to keep focusing on trying to do the best job we can. I really hope someday somebody can tell me where it came from, but that's really kind of academic interest, I think.
These healthcare frontline workers deserve a huge round of thanks. And I want to thank you for joining us today, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Carolyn. It's always great to speak with you.
Joining us by Skype from his office was Dr. Scott Harris, Alabama State Health Officer. If you're interested in more tips on how to kick COVID, that information can be found at the website, alabamapublichealth.gov. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.